the floor of bam about to open up a big old can. Good times, unwind, falling out of love in the same dollar. Can't say I got a whole lot of cares. I'm in the redneck.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. Time permitting, we'll try to get some of your texts. If you want to get in the Mallory Pappy text line, you know it, you'll love it. 251-343-0106. Joining us now, he's our returning champion. Joins us about this time every week. State Senator Chris Elliott. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. It is a beautiful day here in South Alabama for sure. Summer is upon us.
I don't know if your ears are burning. You were the subject of discussion on the program, but we'll leave that aside. I don't know if this is on your radar. Anything happening at the Baldwin County school system that we need to know about?
Baldwin County Schools have done great things over the past decade. I'm thrilled to have been a small part of that in providing some funding and some assistance. And I'm thrilled with what they've done and what they've become. We've got a little issue of treating all the kids in the county fairly as it relates to the distribution of a tiny, tiny bit of sales tax that we need to work through, but we'll continue to try to do that.
Well, let's talk about that. Obviously, you're aware of the turmoil. It's been widely reported. But how much of this tax issue you think has to do with that?
I think it sounds like it's a small part of it. I think that, you know, there may be a little bit more politics than is healthy for a school system that really probably ought to focus a little bit more on kids, right? And that's all the kids in the county, and not nearly as much on some of the politics, the gamesmanship, the brinksmanship. And so I think you're seeing some of that, you know, play into that. But it also seems to be some local school issues that are, you know, parents concerned for their children and the back and forth and push and pull about that, and how people communicate with each other and how people treat each other. And I think those are important things for not just school officials, but all elected officials to understand that how we communicate with each other and how we interact with each other, even when we disagree, is important, and that we need to be problem solvers, not problem creators.
Well, we'll leave that there. Busy week in the legislature. Maybe not quite as busy as the week earlier, but it looks like you guys got a deal in Birmingham Waterworks, and that, I mean, so to my surprise, I mean, it went through, and you guys were gaveled out before I could even blink my eye. But walk us through some of the deal making there.
Well, I will just say this: I continue to be incredibly impressed with the leadership of our new pro tem Garland Gudger. I'm hard to impress, right? I get a little bit of a reputation for being hard nosed, and maybe that's well deserved. But I'm telling you what, I'm super impressed with what he's done and how he has done it. It is the right balance of carrot and stick. It is the right balance of exercise of power and authority, and at the same time, empathy and compromise. And I think, again, we could all learn from that. Republicans have a supermajority in both chambers, and it is the will of the supermajority that certain things happen. But we can do that with some, again, empathy and understanding for the minority as well. We have a duty to govern, and it is our way of governing the Republican supermajority that has been chosen and selected by the electorate, not the Democrats. And so Senator Gudger's done a very impressive job at navigating that, so that the machine of government works well, that all members are heard, but at the end of the day, the will of the majority, in our case, the will of the Republican caucus, is the one that wins out. And that's as it should be. It sounds simple, Jeff, but it's so incredibly difficult to navigate. And I'm just so impressed with how efficiently, effectively, and again, you know, how well he's done with that, with navigating that in his first year, his first session.
Well, let me ask you something. And look, I get it. A deal making and, you know, compromise is the name of the game and these legislative bodies. But, Senator, you had to take these guys down kicking, or you didn't, but the pro tem, presumably, had to take them down kicking and screaming every time a bill, this bill in particular, this waterworks bill in Birmingham got filed. Senator Smitherman would just shut things down, even if it was filed in the House. And it made it complicated things. Now that you finally got, like, like the gun to their head, and you could do, you know, you've shown that you guys will do what you need to do as far as cloture goes. Now they want a deal. And what I would say is there's no, it seems like this problem in the legislature. Do you think Democrats learned a lesson here? Or is this just going to, we're going to continue to see this, that, well, we'll continue to throw everything we can at it, and then when we have to make a deal, we have no other options, we'll say sorry and do over it. It just seems like it's going to encourage more of this obfuscation.
I disagree. I don't think that's where we're headed at all. I think what Senator Gudger and the Republican caucus showed the Democrats was that we were not only willing but very capable of controlling the floor. And through the cloture petitions and the manner in which we handled them, not only did we control and curtail their debate, we stopped it completely. This was just after that morning. They said they were going to stand at the mic and hold the mic until we sine died, until the session was completely over. And that afternoon we came back and the Democrats spoke not once. They weren't able to even say anything, at the mic. And so that expression of power and authority, I think, really set the tone moving forward. And then from that position of absolute power and authority, showing some grace, showing some understanding, and showing some empathy, and accepting what ended up being a relatively small amendment on a bill that was a sweeping change to allow the Democrats members to, you know, voice to be heard and to, yes, compromise, but a small compromise. Senator Roberts said he thought he got well over 80% of what he wanted in his piece of legislation. And I think that shows a lot of grace, and it sets a tone of collegiality. We're winning. We're going to do what we want, but your voice is still important. And that's how you get things done. We are absolutely in control. The pro tem is in control. The Republican caucus is in control. We haven't seen that in 6 years, and we're seeing it now under this leadership, and it is impressive to watch.
Well, I guess it remains to be seen. We'll see how. Now, look, next year's not going to be a crazy year. You know, it never is that fourth year, but you could still have some things that are going to come back. You know, there's some issues that are outstanding to get bills that get filed every year. Do you really think, and in this honest question, I'm not trying to be provocative here, that this is really going to be what changes this culture of filibustering and making these long days and just impeding things, that this is really going to be the change agent once and for all?
I think that we have seen it for now. Do I think everything is a once and for all? No. But we've got five legislative days left, Jeff, and we've got important and controversial things to do. And so seeing how the rest of this session goes will be instructive about how effective these tactics, you know, have been. This strategy, I won't say tactics, the strategy has been. When we'll see how that works out. But I think, again, showing this strength, being assertive, and then taking a half a step back and showing a little bit of grace and empathy is a recipe for success, not just for the day, not just for the week, not just for the balance of the session, but for quadrenniums ahead.
Well, then what's left this session? Well, 5 days left, and I assume you'll throw a day away, have it there if you need it to override vetoes. But what are the big things you guys have got to get done on the Senate side before sine die?
Well, we still have tax cuts to deal with. We still have an ALPA insurance bill to deal with, which is fairly controversial. There are some other social conservative bills that are still floating around that that need movement probably early next week. So you'll see those. We still have the education trust fund budget. There were some changes in there that needs concurrence. I mean, there are still some big thorny issues that in my history in the legislature have all caused filibusters. And so how those work out in the waning days here, again, will be instructive about how successful this strategy has been. And I think you're going to see that it has proved to be a win for Republicans and certainly a win for the pro tem.
So, I mean, and, you know, it looked like this time a week ago, it was going to have to be cloture all the way to the end, but those fears don't seem to be as prevalent anymore, perhaps?
You know, based on what I've seen since, you know, this time last week when we clotured them, I mean, just 8 days ago, and seeing how this week goes, I do not fear that we're going to have to get in that position again, nor do I fear that they want us to be in that position again. Look, that was no fun for the Democrats to stand at the mic and say, we will hold this microphone. We will prevent anything from passing until this entire legislative session is over. And then that afternoon to sit down and be quiet and not be able to speak, I think was something that was really shocking for them. And then again, I think Senator Gudger being wise to show some grace, wise to show some empathy, and bring them back into the, okay, let's all work together here, is going to yield dividends. It's a smart move and it's great leadership.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on the program. Senator, I don't know if you want to react to it or not, but it is the topic du jour, the Tommy Tuberville for governor, I guess informal get together announcement, and some of the other stories have come out of that. What do you make of that?
Look, Senator Tuberville is a great leader. I think he is doing a great job in Washington, D.C. He has the president's ear, which is incredibly important to us back home in Alabama. That's a good thing. He is an important voice in Washington. Conservatives listen to him, and he's doing great work there. You know, I would love for him to stay and do that. If he wants to do something else, then I can understand that too. If he wants to come back to Alabama, I can understand that too. You know, he's got family here. I've got family here. I want to be close to them. Heck, I hate leaving to go to Montgomery. It's just 3 hours away. So I can only imagine. But we'll have to see what he decides to do. I think it's so important in a public service, setting when you've got a power and you've got influence and you're using it for good, like Senator Tuberville is, that it's important to continue to do that. It is a public service. It is a sacrifice. And I hope personally he continues to do that, but I'll work with him in whatever setting he finds himself in.
And this is more generally based on this election cycle. I mean, what do you think it's going to be? You know, you look at a gubernatorial election, or you look at all these statewide constitutional offices on the ballot, all of the legislative seats. I mean, obviously, I guess gambling will always kind of be there, the peripheral. But what do you think? What would you recommend these guys kind of focus on for this upcoming 4 years? That would be, you know, good, reasonable agenda topics.
Look, we are talking about it now, and you and I talked about this last week. We're cutting taxes. I like that. We see economic slowdowns, which will help constrain the growth of government. That's good. We need to focus on things that actually help our small businesses, and we need to cut red tape. We need to cut the time it takes to get a permit to do almost anything in the state or in the federal government. We need to encourage entrepreneurialism, which is what really grows our economy, and we need to look at everything through the lens of what makes small businesses and entrepreneurs successful. We've done great conservative things in Alabama that I am so proud of, from tax cuts to our stance on abortion and keeping woke ideology on immigration and things like that. And I think we need to continue to focus on those things to make sure Alabama values are reflected across the state of Alabama.
Well, speaking of things I don't think that are going to go away, your effort on occupational boards and licensing and that sort of reform effort, that's probably not going to happen this year, I wouldn't think. But, I mean, you're not going to – I mean, is that doable in the upcoming years?
You know, Jeff, I continue to hope that we can. I mean, that's something we need to continue to focus on, right, is keeping the bureaucracy from governing. That's not how this should work. It's the elected officials – as the people's representative should govern, not the bureaucracy governing the people. That's a horrible way to do it. And too often that's what rules the day in the Alabama legislature. And so it's time to not have the tail wagging the dog anymore. We need to be respectful and responsive to the people, not the bureaucracy. And so those are efforts that we need to continue. You asked about 2026 moving forward. Those are efforts that we need to continue. I don't tackle easy issues. None of my legislation is easy, non-controversial. It's all hard and it's all controversial because that's what the voters sent me to Montgomery to do.
Well, I mean, for a hot moment there with that cloture calendar, I thought, well, man, maybe that thing's still going. Is there any reason to think it could happen in these waning days?
We've still got 5 days left, and I think anything's possible. Anybody who's been around the legislature long enough knows that's when things really get interesting, so stay tuned.
All right, well, we'll end it there. Senator, we always appreciate your time. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks so much for having me.
State Senator Chris Elliott. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FN Talk 106.5.
And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Single drop of rain.